It was a miserable Saturday morning on Cape Cod. Howling wind, pelting rain.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Any section you want to go right ahead.
But all that bad weather didn't stop hundreds of volunteers from coming to the Massachusetts National Cemetery to place flags on every single grave, all 80,000 of them. The effort is called Operation Flags for Vets, and it was started by Massachusetts resident Paul Monty after his son Jared was killed in Afghanistan. 10 years ago, Paul drove his son's old Dodge truck to the first Operation Flags for Vets. And it was an interview we aired about Paul in 2011 that inspired the hit country song, I Drive Your Truck. Well, Paul's still driving that truck, and Here and Now's Alex Ashlock spoke with him again this Saturday at the cemetery.
Did you ever think 10 years ago in 2011 that this event would end up being what it is?
Not in my wildest dreams, no. We thought originally we'd have 5 years, and then military might take it over. And here we are in 10 years, and they're not taking it over. We're doing it. No.
It's a labor of
love, you know?
It's a miserable morning, rainy, windy, but people are still showing up.
Yeah, it's a testament, really, to those people that we never hear from. They come down here and do something good out of the goodness of their own heart, and all they get is a thank you. But as you can see them coming in, you know, they're very happy to be here. What can we do? How can we help? And that's what makes my heart warm, is that it's just the ordinary American citizen that's here, and then, you know, bringing their kids and teaching their kids about, you know, why America's free and what it's all about. That's the great thing.
I know you've always said it's not, or it never really was, about Jared.
No, no. Jared loved his soldiers. They were prime in his mind. It was them and their welfare and how they went. So, you know, when I started this and they put one flag on his grave, it made me so angry, because he would have been screaming. No, these are all the guys that deserve something. And that's why I pushed on and made sure that we could do every grave in here. Now doing, you know, almost 77,000 graves, and every year it's increasing in numbers. But, yeah. It's not about Jared, though. It's a testament to him, to honor those guys he loved. But no, it's not about him.
I think you started with something like 50,000 graves here, 50,000 flags. You've obviously, over 10 years, had to replace flags. People donate money so you can buy the new flags.
And we just purchased 80,000 new flags. We don't get any government support. There's no discount for what we're doing. We don't get any corporate support. It's, again, the person sitting in that house that doesn't do much, that writes a check for $10, or the little kid that comes up with a jar full of coins that he collected all year long and says, can I buy some flags? And that's what keeps us going.
We're standing by the truck. The engine is running, because I know you probably had the heater on when you were sitting inside. How's the truck running?
It's running really well. I actually went out and bought another vehicle so that I don't have to use it every single day. And, you know, it's kind of giving it a break. It does get on the road at least once a week, you know, to keep it going. But it's running really well. We just replaced the brakes in it, but, you know.
And you started driving it, obviously, after Jared was killed in Afghanistan. What do you think about, or do you still think about him every time you drive it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's with me in there. That's why, you know, it's getting a little messy, because I refuse to vacuum it, because his DNA is all over it, you know? And I want to thank you, too, because it was because of you that song was written. Had you not done that interview... You know.
And we're still, I think both of us are still waiting for some royalties.
Royalties, what are those? No. We don't get anything from the song, nothing at all. But that's okay.
That was Paul Monty speaking with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock at the Massachusetts National Cemetery this past Saturday.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. All right.
People got their ways of coping. Oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.